Se fazer, né? Isso não tem guarda com essas
coisas. Mas já não é nas
A group of women vendors in Juba's Konyokonyo market are offering first aid to a 27-year-old police officer, Moses Shandok, who suddenly collapsed in the market. Shandok's wife, Abux, props him up to a sitting position and supports his back with her legs as her husband shivers. Well-wishers contributed money to pay for a rickshaw to rush Shandok to Juba Teaching Hospital. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus, Shandok says his condition was more about hunger than a disease.
When the sun hits my face, my eyes become black and I see everything around me spinning. So I set off on foot with my wife to see the doctor to know if this is malaria or what. We don't have enough to eat. My wife only cooks when there is something.
Shandok says the salary he gets paid is not enough to cover the basic needs of his family of four.
A regimental sergeant major receives 6,000 South Sudanese pounds. Whenever I receive this money in a month, it is hard to buy a small bag of maize flour, which is 6,500 South Sudanese pounds. So the only way is to get some cups of flour and use remaining to buy water. When I am in good health, I always find some place to do manual work.
Shandok says his family sometimes goes for days without food because his salary as a police officer is so low. Major General Daniel Justin, a spokesperson for the South Sudan National Police Service, says all members of the organized forces face similar hardships.
That policeman is not him alone. All over is the same situation. But the others I know, I don't know how they are managing it. People are using other, looking for other sources of supplementing what they are getting from the government.
In his Independence Day anniversary speech last July, President Salva Kiir Mayardit ordered a 100% increase in all salary structures for civil servants and members of the country's organized forces to help government employees cope with rising prices of commodities. South Sudan Information Minister Michael Makwe says the salary increase is being carried out in phases.
If you want to hear about the 100% it was implemented for a certain cadre for the lower classes, the middle class and the higher class were not affected. Now the new salary structure is in the process.
Bennett Ladu, head teacher of Gumbo Basic Primary School in Juba, says he has seen the new salary structure reflected in his salary twice, but says it is not enough to cope with the rising food prices.
Because in the former years I was having 3,500. So when it was multiplied, it becomes 7,000 net. When you see that is 100%. So after a few months, it was in November, my money increased to 23,000. It did not become equivalent to the market. 23, it cannot do anything to my service. Only myself, the country, because of my patriotism, of helping my community, my country.
Lado says he grows vegetables that his wife sells in the market to pay for his school fees and other expenses. He says the low salaries for civil servants and the high cost of living in Juba has led to the breakup of some marriages in Juba. Sadia Pony, who works for the Education Ministry, says civil servants are starving.
Most of us have died. Our children are unable to go to school. We are unable to support them to the higher level of education due to low payment of salary in the government. Despite that, we are even unable to construct a good house that we are sleeping in. We are sleeping in Tuklus, Rokubas.
Pony says one of her colleagues recently died from excessive drinking after he was unable to care for his family. She says she too performed some manual work to supplement her meager government salary. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.